Students arrive for a new school year at Hamlin Park, many on school buses, others dropped off by their parents. And one kindergarten student arrived on the back of her dad's motorcycle.
She's been waiting, bugging me all summer.
Inside the school, the hallways and school office were buzzing as students arrived ready to report for the day. Interim school superintendent Don Ogilvy visited Hamlin Park. One of his commitments is to improve student achievement. Hamlin Park is considered a low-performing school, but Ogilvy refused to use that term in describing the school.
I want to drop the labels, good standing, priority, or focus, and say we're all schools that are seeking to improve. And we'll measure ourselves on the basis, are we getting better each day, each year? And we'll set those labels aside because no one wants to be measured against a bar that sometimes is so difficult and so remote that it doesn't really have any motivational value.
Hamlin's principal left, leaving Ogilvy to find a new school leader. Elizabeth Jan Greco was named. She previously served as the principal at Duval Porter Campus School. Jan Greco says she will focus on professional development for teachers and boost student attendance.
Our attendance rate is at 89%, and we're going to set our target for at least 92% for the school year. So we need students here to learn.
Jean Greco says it's important for teachers to understand each child, where they are and where they need to go, and increase student achievement with more resources needed in the classroom.
What one student needs, another student may not. And so to be able to maximize resources, something that's really critical to that and increasing student achievement are resources. So having enough teacher assistants, having enough reading teachers, math teachers to help with that and provide that support.
Jean Greco says Hamlin has very low student achievement, and that will be her biggest motivator in leading the school. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.